Subject is, when I get pregnant, my men flee. This ignorant mess right here. Dear Steve and Shirley, better known as Carla, Shirley's not here. Mm-hmm. I need some type of understanding with my dilemma. It seems every time I become pregnant, my man leaves me. I have 3 different baby's fathers. I am 36 years old and pregnant with my 5th child. I've never been married, but was engaged once. I have 3 children by the first father. When I became pregnant with my first, he dropped off the face of the earth, but we got back together right before our first child was born. When we stayed together, we then stayed together for 7 years and produced 2 daughters from that union. We were engaged, but decided we should marry for love and not just because we have kids together, so we broke it off. My second baby's father is a real jerk. We dated for 3 years before I got pregnant, and he never accompanied me to the doctor's appointments and left me and the baby shortly after she was born. My current baby's father is nowhere in sight, and I am currently 8 months pregnant. I have given up on any chance of ever getting married due to all the children I have. I am no way a slut, and never have been called one by any man I've met. I am, however, very fertile, and condoms irritate me. Having tried birth control and was actually on the pill during 3 of my 5 pregnancies, but they failed to work. I don't date jerks and try a variety of different men. All 3 of these men are very well-mannered, God-fearing, and employed. I'm intelligent with a great career, and I'm enrolled in a master's program. I had started communicating more, being sexier in the bedroom, and not arguing over the little things. I don't understand why it's so easy for men to leave me in such a fragile state. Please help. Signed, Lonely, Pregnant, and Confused.
Whew. All right, here we go. Dear Lonely, Pregnant, and Confused, it seems as if you're putting the cart before the horse. You're having babies first, then you're expecting the men to commit to you second. It should be the other way around. Now, with your first baby father, you got pregnant, he left, then he came back. You had 2 more kids, you got engaged, then he left you again because you guys decided not to get married for the kids. Second baby daddy, same story. You dated him, you get pregnant, and he leaves you. Today, you're 8 months pregnant from your 3rd baby daddy, and he leaves you. You say you have an allergic irritation to condoms, and you were taking birth control pills when you got pregnant with 3 of the 5 children. As far as birth control methods, you've tried 2, but there are more out there. So you need to consult your doctor to find out which method is safe for you, okay? You're picking the wrong men. You say they're all well-mannered, but they don't accompany you to the doctor's office during your pregnancy. They leave shortly after you give birth. So much for well-mannered. You say they're God-fearing, but they're having kids without getting married. You're making the same mistakes over and over. Step back. Take a deep look at yourself. Here's a thought. Why don't you do the exact opposite of what you've been doing? Try to get some different results. Steve?
Well, here's what really need to happen. You need to carry your ass somewhere and sit down. And you should have been and took your ass somewhere and sat down. Now, the latter too damn late. Now, that's really the truth of the matter. You're 36 years old, 5th kid. Now, you can figure this stuff out after 2.
Yeah.
And you on 5. Still got the same damn question. Your first baby daddy, it wasn't this, wasn't that, got together, stayed. Your second baby daddy is a father, is a real jerk. We dated for 3 years before I got pregnant. He never accompanied me to doctor's appointment. My current baby daddy ain't nowhere in sight, 8 months pregnant. Then you say, I don't date jerks. You just said your second baby daddy is a real jerk. Then you say, I don't date jerks. And try a variety of different men. Need to try yourself. Do something for you. Now, God bless the kids of his. No fault of theirs. You got to do what you got to do now as a mom. Mm-hmm. But all 3 of these men are well-mannered, God-fearing, and employed. What? If they so doggone God-fearing and well-mannered, where the hell they at?
Hello.
God-fearing, well-mannered men take care of their kids. You're sitting up here and you got a stupid definition of men. God-fearing, well-mannered, and I'm intelligent. You don't appear intelligent nowhere in the damn letter. It's stupid from the time you start typing till it stops. And then you sitting up in there, I'm fertile and condoms irritate me.
All right, Steve.
You got all them damn kids. How irritating is that? So how the hell a condom irritate you? You, man.
You're upset.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.